For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill gave a defiant and emotional speech today on the Senate floor as she said goodbye to politics. McCaskill thanked Missourians, her family, staff, and the Senate, but she didn't hold back from saying the Senate has become dysfunctional.
We have too many embarrassing uncles in the United States Senate. Lots of embarrassing stuff. The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. And everybody needs to quit saying it. Until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
McCaskill told St. Louis Public Radio in August that she would not run for governor in 2020. U.S. Senator-elect Josh Hawley will join fellow Republican Roy Blunt next month. The scooter rental company Lime is pausing all scooter operations for the duration of the winter. The Columbia, Missourian reports Sam Sadie, Lime's director of government relations, sent an email to city officials Monday confirming the scooter's temporary hiatus. Sadie says they are pausing services in Columbia for the next few weeks to take stock of what worked and how to partner with the city and university moving forward. Solomon Davis, a student representative on the Chancellor's Standing Committee on Parking and Transportation, says the scooters won't get as much use during the winter, considering many of their customers are students who are home for Christmas break. Davis says when Lime first launched in Columbia, the company wanted to see if there was room in the city for another scooter company. The Bird Scooter Company was already operating in the city when Lime started operations. MU's Coalition of Graduate Workers is continuing its ongoing push for union recognition. A handful of graduate students gathered today in Jesse Hall to show their support. KBIA's Catherine Palmer has more.
Graduate students at MU say they aren't going away until the UM System Board of Curators recognizes them as university employees with the right to unionize. That's why the Coalition of Graduate Workers staged a final exam week grade-in in the main administrative building on campus, says doctoral candidate and coalition outreach officer Nicholas Brothers.
We would like to let people in Jesse Hall know that we are still here, that we are still committed to forming the exclusively recognized collective bargaining unit for graduate and professional employees.
The grade-in comes 1 week after the Board of Curators appealed a circuit court judge's earlier ruling that MU graduate student workers, many of whom serve as teaching and research assistants, are in fact employees, and that the Coalition of Graduate Workers is their sole collective bargaining unit. In Columbia, I'm Catherine Palmer.
Fans of the former Negro League are being asked to help a campaign to create bobbleheads of 30 stars from the league with a goal of commemorating the league's upcoming centennial. Organizers of the effort, which was unveiled Wednesday, have created a team of 30 Negro League stars who would be honored with bobbleheads if the campaign raises enough money through Kickstarter. The Kansas City Star reports the first bobblehead of pitcher Leroy Satchel Paige of the Kansas City Monarchs has already been produced. The goal is to raise $10,000 by January 7th. If the Kickstarter campaign is successful, bobbleheads of the 30 Centennial Team players, plus a manager and an owner, will be introduced on average of 2 a month through February of 2020. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.